Good morning of Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with this. WAMC is a friend to most of us. It wakes us up in the morning or carries us through the day. It's someone we can trust. It's someone who helps us understand the world as well as someone we love. And we are racing in this lockbox challenge. $316,379 now, Alan.
Wow. Now it's really moving. The question is, will it move fast enough? As you know, David, the Spitzer Foundation has put an amazing amount of money, $25,000 up, and said, if we can do this when the rooster crows, by Monday morning, when the fund drive begins, we'll have a week to do it. On the 5th of June, it'll be extraordinary, and we'll get that $25,000. I love that idea. But what I really love is what happened yesterday. We were on the round table, and all of a sudden, we were like 20-something thousand dollars away, and we had half an hour to get to that $300,000 mark, beyond which we couldn't be stopped. And I said, and Joe's eyes went wide, I said, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Let's get to the $300,000 mark. Well, sure enough, we did it. And the phones began to ring, and the poor staff out front were going crazy because there were only four of them there and they could hardly keep up. And we said, everybody, do it online if you can. But we made it. And I got a couple of letters from people who said, hey, this isn't time for the fund drive yet. Wait till the fund drive to do the fund drive. Said, what? You know, we're all in this together, and that's what it showed yesterday. The budget has come out from the president, and he says, let's do away with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which we always said would happen. Whether it ends up happening or not, I don't know. But I know you got to take it extremely seriously, and we are. And Chuck Schumer comes out with an example, and he says, you know, WAMC, of all the places he was going to choose, he said, WAMC will be down $440,000 or something like that. And that would be devastating. Now, we know we're going to make it no matter what. This radio station is going to make it. In any case, everybody, we're all in this together. We all made this radio station. We got to keep this radio station. That simple. David?
WAMC.org. Do it now.
Or 1-800-323-9262.
Thanks so much. Well, you know, we spoke yesterday in sort of a symbol of the anger at the press and the anger about politics these days. The Montana Republican, Gianforte, body slammed a reporter. Since then, he's won the election in Montana and apologized.
Well, I told you, David, yesterday, as you know, there will be a lot of people who say, good, go body slam the press. That's the problem. You got a president of the United States who has taken on the First Amendment and the press. And what is he saying? We need to recognize that the press is the, quote, enemy of the people. That's the First Amendment, folks. You don't think that's scary? You and I talked to a guy named Snyder, professor, history professor, who has made the case that this is all leading towards something very dark and very dangerous, as in coup d'etat. Do I think that that's going to happen right now? Probably not. But I do think that Professor Snyder has made a very cogent case that when you start taking on the press, when you start saying all these terrible things about reporters and everybody else, it becomes infectious. And the incentive is there to do that. Very, very dangerous.
And that interview with Professor Timothy Snyder of Yale on his book on tyranny will be next Thursday, June 1st at 1 p.m.
Don't miss it, everybody. This is not some cuckoo head. This is a guy who has studied what happens to democracies when they change from democracy, which happens inevitably in history, and they go towards dictatorship. I hope everybody will be listening. 1 o'clock next Thursday.
Finally, Alan, I see this headline from Politico this morning. Lawyer Kushner willing to answer questions on Russian meetings.
You know, Kushner met with these guys, apparently, at least according to my reading of the New York Times this morning, after Trump had been elected. Not after he was president, but after he had been elected. This is the most trusted advisor in the White House. He's family. He is the son-in-law. If he is a person of interest, if they are going to take a real hard look at what went on with those meetings, if one and one makes two, if we heard from the very beginning about Donald Trump talking about how wonderful the Russians were and how wonderful Putin was and how he's a good man, let me tell you, it's getting stranger and stranger, and I hope, considering what we said about Professor Snyder from Yale, that we are going to be taking a good look at this with Mr. Mueller, the ex-FBI chief who is going to be investigating all of this. A lot is going to be riding on his shoulders.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, listeners, have a nice holiday weekend. I hope you have the day off on Monday, and we'll regroup on Tuesday.
And thank you to everybody for everything you've done up to now. We don't say thank you enough. And for all of you who have done something and are going to do something, I say thank you.